Americans Killed by Illegal Aliens Memorialized to Chuck Schumer's Staff. By Michelle Moons on February 14, 2019. Angel families streamed into Senator Chuck Schumer's DNY office Wednesday and shared the stories of their loved ones killed by illegal aliens with his staff. Angel mom Judy Zieto told the story of her son Blake, who was killed by an illegal alien from Mexico who was twice convicted of criminal offenses yet not deported before killing her son. "He ran over my child and left my baby to burn. This man left my baby to burn under his truck and fled the scene," she told the front desk staff. She explained the offender is still on the run over 12 years later. "We don't want another parent, another brother, sister, mother, father to ever go through what we have gone through, losing someone, when this is preventable," she said. Angel mom Agnes Gibney told the story of her son Ronald De Silva, murdered 16 years ago by a previously deported illegal alien. "Senator, Chuck Schumer says that this is a manufactured crisis. This is not manufactured," she said, pointing to a photo of her son's grave she held up for the staff to see. "I don't have my son. He destroyed my family," she said of the illegal alien who killed her son. "What happened to my son's sanctuary and his dreams?" Shelley Woods held up an X-ray of her 17-year-old brother Steve Woods with a paint roller rod through his head and a photo of him for the staff to see. "He was trapped in his body for a month. He could hear what was going on and communicate with his leg muscle," she told them. She added that she emailed the photos to Schumer with a request for a meeting. "How he could look at something like this and not give me a call back just baffles me." Dennis Bixby held up a photo with his daughter Amanda Kate Bixby, who was killed by a twice-deported illegal alien. The killer had been released from jail on bond, went on a drinking spree. "He ran two red lights and he killed the angel of my life as she was crossing the street in a crosswalk on Thanksgiving Day," he explained. "I hope Mr. Schumer had a great, fantastic Thanksgiving Day. I spent mine in the morgue." Angel mom Angie Morphin held up photos of her son Reuben Morphin and other Americans killed by illegal aliens. "We need to build the wall," she said. "My son was executed at the age of 13 by a gang member." Angel's sister Avery Corcoran walked up with a photo of her 22-year-old brother Pierce, who was killed by an illegal alien just after Christmas, less than 2 months prior. As she came to tears, she said, "I just want Chuck Schumer to understand that our safety is a priority." Her mom Wendy came and stood by her side. "This was my only child," Angel mom and legal immigrant Sabine Durden said as she held up a photo of her son Dominic German Chocolate, who was killed by an illegal alien. "He was born in Germany. I legally came here with him." She then held up a photo of her hands for the last time holding Dominic's cold, dead, bruised hands in the morgue. The illegal alien that killed him had two prior DUI convictions and was sentenced to just 90 days in jail for hitting and killing the young man. "We need somebody to speak up for us," she said. Melanie Court Lang held up photos of her 22-year-old daughter Amy Court Lang, who was killed by an illegal alien drunk driver with many prior deportations and four prior DUIs. She pled in a message to Schumer and House Speaker Pelosi to build the wall, and it's time for the American people to be put first. A representative with Schumer's office did sit down with Angel families after they had told their stories to the front desk staff. The group of Angel families had rallied outside the Capitol building with current and former elected officials and pro-border security groups before walking to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's and Senator Chuck Schumer's offices. Michelle Moons is a White House correspondent for Breitbart News. Follow on Twitter at Michelle Diana and Facebook.